With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Republicans are gearing for a battle in the wake of the Arctic Frost spy case. It's been revealed to be a widespread Biden administration spy operation that sought to learn more about the activities of conservative organizations. Critics say it was a mass surveillance operation into the conservative movement at large. The late Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA was spied on, part of former special counsel Jack Smith's fishing expedition against Donald Trump. South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham tells the Salem Radio Network the investigation into President Trump were clearly politically motivated.
I don't think it's an accident that from the time he announced in November to August of 23, that there was an avalanche of legal cases against him that would make it hard for him to be successful in 24. And I think all of us got caught up in that network of trying to take Trump down.
Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley says nearly a dozen Republican senators, himself included, were the targets of telecommunications subpoenas thanks to a whistleblower. Other organizations within the conservative orbit were also targets of Joe Biden's Justice Department. The Trump administration has announced more restrictions on members of the news media. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Reporters with White House press credentials will no longer be able to access an area of the West Wing known as Upper Press without an appointment. It's long been an area where reporters would gather to talk with the press secretary and communications staff. A White House memo cited concerns about protecting sensitive material. Earlier this month, dozens of reporters turned in access badges and left the Pentagon rather than agree to restrictions on their work there imposed by the Trump administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
British police say 10 people have been taken to hospitals after a mass stabbing attack on a London-bound train, 9 of them with life-threatening injuries. This is SRN News. Do America's pastors understand America's families?
According to a new survey from the Barna Group, half of the country's church-going Christians are not sure that clergymen fully grasp the way that family has changed. In fact, the nuclear family, mom, dad, kids, is no longer the dominant arrangement in the U.S. with the growth of single moms, blended families, and those that now include older relatives who cannot be on their own. Barna says 90% of pastors still live in a nuclear family. Michael Harrington reporting.
If Zoran Mamdani wins the New York City mayor's race, he would become the first Muslim mayor. But his election would also shatter another longstanding norm. New York politicians remain fiercely supportive of Israel. Mamdani, a democratic socialist and staunch supporter of the Palestinians, has described himself as an anti-Zionist and accused Israel of genocide. And polls show the broader electorate in New York is increasingly sympathetic. This is SRN News. The Red Cross has transferred the unidentified remains of 3 people to Israel, but an Israeli military official says they're still being examined and are not those of missing hostages. That follows Israel's return Friday of the bodies of 30 Palestinians to authorities in Gaza. That complicated and completed an exchange after militants turned over remains of 2 hostages in a sign that tense Israel-Hamas ceasefire agreements is edging forward. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says things are returning to normal in his home country.
The cafes are full. We're waiting for the tourists to come back. We're already starting to get tourists back. It just happened just literally within a week. International airlines are renewing their flights to and from Tel Aviv. All that is yes. And Israel today is more secure than it's probably ever been.
He adds that many Jews are returning home because they feel they have to do so. Dr. Michael Oren made his comments on the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.